Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello! Have we said hello?
Oh, no, let's do a countdown to it, like sexy. Jack, can you give a really intense countdown?
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello! Look
at
me.
Oh.
Anyone's having a good day in lockdown, it just got ruined.
Oh, I'm sad, Helen.
I don't know, Rosie. Why are you so sad? Is it maybe because our last pre-recorded episode has been released?
Yeah. So what now?
What now? That's a great question. Despite the Daddy Look At Me team working tirelessly around the clock to bring you extra content they've recorded online from their houses, unfortunately, due to our high standards of broadcast, nothing we recorded has lived up to what we want you to listen to. So we shall now be taking a break until we can get back in the studio, because we love you and we think that you, come on everyone together, we think that you deserve the best. We fucking tried twice and we didn't like it. That's all we're going, Rosie.
Say, our problem is we don't work unless me and Helen can touch each other's tits.
This is working good for me because we're on Squadcast, so we can see each other right now, and I don't have a top on because I'm really hot. And Jack, I can tell he's not looking at himself. I can tell he's just enjoying the show. And Rosie, well, we've been assaulting each other every single day on Zoom, so I think this is fine.
Yeah, but I do miss touching you.
Oh my God, I miss touching both of you. Yeah. And like, I wish the listener could see how hairy Jack has got. Like, our little baby boy has grown up.
Mate, I know, it's mad. But there's like, so much hair.
But like a sexy werewolf.
I love you so much.
I think because we're all separate and because Jack has become a sexy baby werewolf,
that's me.
We're just living our best lives. What we wanted to do is round off this season, which was the season of the young business professional. We were starting it. Jack, please don't be a prick about this. Like,
sorry.
You know what? I've been listening and I think we've really stepped it up.
I think compared to seasons 1 and 2, and I think the baby daddies would agree, we have been more professional, more on it and more focused.
And like, the segues have been incredible.
I genuinely think we should do a competition where they send in their favourite segue and then we put it on a t-shirt for them. So, did you like school? Crushed it!
You've started to ask the guests how they are as well, which has been nice.
Have we?
Oh, well done, Helen.
Oh, wait, you don't ask them how they are either. Was that just on me?
No, that's both of you, yeah.
I feel like I should tell the listener that we did have Chloe Petz do a quiz for us, which was going to be one of our bonus episodes, but the sound didn't work out. And one of our questions was, you had on guest Nish Kumar during your first season. How many minutes did it take you to ask your guest a single question? And I think the answer was something like 9 minutes before you asked a single thing.
12 whole minutes.
Oh, God.
Of absolute nonsense
First episode as well, that.
Yeah. Okay, Jack, thank you.
Oh, man, Jack.
I'm just saying, well, wait, no, I think it's good. I think you disrupted the podcast space when you went in like that.
Yeah. Come in. You know what a podcast is. You thought wrong.
I just want to know what your favourite moments of our Young Professionals season was. Like, Rosie, do you have a special moment?
Yeah, I mean, it's all been brilliant. But I think I want to go back, way back to episode one with Romesh. Because that jam sandwich talk was amazing. And I'm nearly 30, and honestly, since then, I've been craving 18 jam sandwiches. I just love that image of a fat Romesh going, I'm having four jam sandwiches before 9 a.m.
Like, I don't even think it was his choice, wasn't it? His mum was just packing him that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, sweet boy.
Technically, is that child abuse?
Oh, yeah, everything's child abuse. That's child abuse. I think most of the things we uncover on our podcast, I think Joe Sutherland not getting the Furby he wants the day that he wanted it. Wow. Child abuse. Like,
that was heartbreaking.
That was hard to hear. It was genuinely hard to hear for me.
I feel...
Like, I think why are you to make female friends? I found that really upsetting to hear about.
I feel like that season would touch on more hard-hitting, heartbreaking stories.
Yes, I think we have touched on more.
I regret telling that story of getting a boyfriend and waiting by a tree and never him why did I tell that story?
I think it's because we've genuinely finally got to season three and we feel like we're in a safe space to open up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for me, I think my favourite thing about season three is that I received a call from my mum being like, oh, I hope none of this is true, Helen. Oh, God. And I was like, oh my God, no. What have I said? What have I done? Oh, fucking shit. And she was just like, about going off the tablets, the antidepressants. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's true. That's fine.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fucking hell. What the fuck am I saying?
Yeah. My favourite story of yours was when you slapped Anna Grant.
Which she, by the way, says that she has no memory of. I think you'd remember being slapped by award-nominated Helen Bauer in year
three. Maybe you should slap her again to remind her.
I mean, I've got a 30th coming up, so if I see her, I could slap her then.
Great.
Realistically, am I going to bother seeing her when she behaves like that?
No,
you know?
No.
Jack, what do you think we did best this season? I know you were keen for us to be more professional, and I think we got somewhere with it.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I think you were less hostile to the guests, which was really nice.
Baby boy. Oh, what a sweet werewolf.
Were we ever hostile?
We agreed that we have been hostile once or twice, I think.
I think that was common. We knew that. That was banked. But not malicious. It wasn't maliciously.
Look at Rosie's face. She looks like she's so wrong. Like an evacuee kid, and everyone's parents came to get them, and her parents were like, fuck it, honestly, people in the country. That is the face.
Hostile. Who have we been hostile to?
Do you want to?
I mean, just season one and two. Just look down that list.
I think what the problem is that some people see us as hostile and we see ourselves as being over friendly and welcoming.
Yeah.
Right,
I think
it's just a case of language.
I feel like we think they should be more honoured to be in our presence.
I think as well, yeah, like you say, the segues have been just really beautiful.
They really have. It feels so good.
Yeah, and I think now what's really good.
Thank
is
you.
That you're able to remember what they haven't crossed yet, if that makes
yeah,
sense.
Great.
I think I know what you mean. Like, if we've covered friendships, we haven't covered school or siblings, and we're able to be like, oh, did you have any siblings?
Case in point. There we go, see?
Which sounds really easy, but it's genuinely very hard.
It's hard. I feel like we got better at it. And then series 4, 5, 6, 82, we will eventually crack it one day.
I can't wait for it to crack it. I think season 4 is going to be our season.
Because we've had it. Time apart to really appreciate what we mean to each other.
Aww. Oh. Should we do a compliment circle?
Can we find out what your highlight was?
Apart from my mum messaging me and finding out about my mental health through the podcast. Holy fucking shit. Because I tell you what's annoying, it was being given the fridge magnet, which is from the Ramesh episode as well, but I don't want this to be like, oh, that's the only episode worth listening to. Do you know what it is?
Say it.
Well, it's being given the fridge magnet. And then I was listening to it earlier today to like try and find out our favourite moment. And I think it is just the absolute journey I go on from loving it so much and thinking it's not enough to not enjoying it and to now... where it's like 4 or 5 months since you gave me the fridge magnet and I look at it every single day on my fridge and I think about my baby girl. Don't, because I'll get emotional. But I tell you what's not been my favourite moment. I was messaging Ed Gamble the other day and like him and James get sent so much free stuff for off menu and he was like, oh, do you and Rosie get sent stuff like daddies and things? And I was like, we have got all. We have never been given a single thing, have we? All we've done is hand out badges to people.
Fuck
off menu.
We're doing something wrong because they're getting sent shitloads of like food and drinks.
How much Ben and Jerry's do they get?
That, right, this is where the messaging came from. They're just getting shitloads of ice cream. So,
not fair.
I mean, to be honest with you, let's make season 4 as good as we can for our ungrateful little brat.
Also, maybe we need a theme, like... the theme is food, so they get free food. Our theme is childhood.
We would like childhood toys.
We'd like Furbies, Tamagotchis, Lego.
Oh, yeah.
Key rings. I want like pretty black, like I want little key rings that also double up as a
note.
Anything that was on those adverts like on a Saturday morning on ITV.
Bendy
so
rulers.
Good. I want a blow up backpack. I want it now.
I want a lunchbox.
I don't think you can say blow up backpack anymore.
Well, I've said it, Jack, and I think everyone's fine with it apart from you. So he's the one with the problem.
Yogurt. Cheese strings.
Oh, that famous childhood toy from Yorkshire, the yogurt.
What are you going to do? What's your favourite starter main dessert in a lunchbox? Is that what we're going to do?
We should do that. Oh, I think I should say as well, we said at the beginning that we were having on 15 guests. We, because of lockdown, we had to stop recording and we didn't get to the last three, but we will get those. On to the next season.
Hell yeah.
Also, I'm going to be professional right now. obviously we are not doing like at home recordings because the quality is just not great. We tried one, it was fine, and we tried another one and the sound just didn't work. But if you think that you'd really like us just have a chat and catch up like this, then we will do it. But I think sort of for us, because the fun of doing the podcast is to be all together and with the guest and mess around and like physically touch. That's what Rosie's trying to show me right now. It's like I'm molesting tiny bear. Jack's doing it. Jack, you fucking pervert!
I was doing it like a werewolf.
Basically, we will do it if you think we need to, and we'll be happy to do it, but we want to do season 4 and start it all proper with life and be there then.
You know, today I'm feeling optimistic. I don't think it'll be long before we can be together.
That was my God.
For the listener, I just had my kids whilst Rosie was making a speech to be funny, but now I'm having a real nightmare wrestling them back in the room.
Are they back yet?
Jack, they're back. They're gone. They're gone. You're fine. Jack's having a wank at the same time.
That's it.
Basically, all we want to say is we love you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, anyone who has given us a lovely review. We're genuinely reading them and sharing them with each other, and it means so, so much. And for everyone who started following our Instagram page at Daddy Podcast, thank you. And just please keep enjoying the episodes. And we love hearing from you when you message us. So please keep doing that.
And we'll be back for series 4, hopefully, very soon.
We're going to get on it as soon as we can.
Thank you for listening.
We love you so much and you mean everything to us.
Shall we finish in the way we only know with a sing song?
I feel like an Annie Tomorrow is coming on. I just feel it. Jack, would you like to join?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why not? Sun will come out Tomorrow.
We love you. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.